Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Floor on Thursday, the 20th of September, recording at 8:58 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here on what is generally a quiet day. Asian stock markets, well, mostly a bit of easing. The notable one was a new low by the China A-Shares Index. And the Hang Seng was down 1.2%, Nikkei down 1.5%. European stock markets also closed lower. One significant decline, the Italian MIB index was down 1.68%. The other declines were under 1%, and mostly under 0.5%. In the Americas, Wall Street's closing in the next couple of minutes with a very small decline, and similar action is evident in the other regional markets. Long-dated government bond prices have rallied for the fourth consecutive day, although it's a modest rally. It looks so far just like a typical technical reaction to what had been a oversold move to the downside, quite a sharp move to the downside in previous weeks. Now, the US dollar is firmer against this background, with the dollar index back up to 79.42. The euro has fallen for the third straight day here. It's at 129.68. And sterling's quiet here, sort of a little above the 162 level. Australian dollar has slipped down to 1.044. Precious metals. Well, we've had a weaker tone in platinum and palladium, although both are well off their lows. Platinum got down to 1596 at one stage. It's currently at 1626, nearly 27. That's down over $13 on the day. Silver's done better. It's seesawed a little bit, as it has every day here for the last 5 days. But is currently up 10 at 34.69, and gold, well, it's down a couple of bucks at 1768 and change. Energy, this is interesting because crude oil, as you probably know if you've been listening to these audios or looking at the comment of the day, has fallen quite sharply in the last few days, this week actually. And these markets started off weak, down at least a dollar initially for both Brent and WTI. Now, the WTI is still down slightly, but it's a dollar off its low, 91.87. And the Brent fell down to 106 and change, is currently at 110. And elsewhere, industrial metals are mostly easier. Soybeans, I posted those charts a couple of days ago. Soybeans took another big hit in here today, another downward dynamic, 50 cents. Corn and wheat were also a little lower. And those seem to be the main points in here today. So what's going on overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, they are pausing against the background of the short-term overbought indicators. And I regard this as a very well-earned rest since this rally started really in early June with those upward dynamics on Wall Street. The move steepened a bit in the previous couple of weeks. But Wall Street The key market so far has given up very little ground, and therefore this looks like a normal consolidation. The only stock market that's seriously out of whack is China, and it is a concern. I thought when we saw that very big upward dynamic, when I was up over 5% on the day when the last stimulus package was announced, but it's retraced that and a bit more, reaching a new low for the year here today. So again, I think I wrote a couple of days ago about the edgy tone in China with the disappearance of Xi Jinping, and despite a reported sighting, he's certainly been out of the news. Well, he's been out of the picture columns at any rate recently. So there's obviously something going on there that remains unexplained. And then there was the aggression in the South and East China Seas and the attacks on the Japanese shops and Japanese products, general Japanese cars in China. So these are worrying signs that there's a bit of a political struggle going on internally in China prior to this normal decennial turnover of power to the next generation of leaders. We'll just have to wait and see how that actually plays out. I don't think anyone knows today, least of all perhaps the Chinese leaders themselves, as the jockeying for power continues. But that's not doing China's A share market any good, as the charts clearly indicate. Elsewhere, though, this looks like a normal consolidation after a very good run, although I don't want to be complacent about it because we have seen a good move, an extremely good move, and this is still a period of seasonal difficulty for stock markets. Of course, that doesn't mean that they always underperform and September and early October, but they do on a number of occasions. So as I've said before, it wouldn't be surprising if we saw a bit more ranging here and perhaps a reaction in a number of stock markets over the next few weeks. But I don't see any evidence that anything worse than that's going to take place. And as I mentioned last night, contrast today's news items with what we had last year, and you remember when people were absolutely terrified regarding events in Europe, and the breakup of the euro was widely forecast, although not by Fuller Money, fortunately. Well, Europe's problems have not been resolved, but at least people are talking. The ECB is in charge and behaving like a central bank. And really, Europe's problems, considerable though they are, in terms of lack of growth and too much debt, but they're not causing investors internationally to quake, and there's plenty of liquidity around. I mean, QE rules, doesn't it? And that's a cushion underneath the stock markets of the world, and it's helped to push them up into some pretty reasonable gains recently. Precious metals, well, let me pick up bonds. We have a wee bit of a risk-off mode in here right now, so we may see this rally extended a little bit. It's in its fourth day here today. That's also helping to lend a little bit of support to the US dollar. But I'm not looking for much more than that. And to me, it still looks as if bond prices are in a top building phase, therefore yields are in a base building phase. But again, we've got so much QE going on. The Japanese have just announced that they're going to be buying more JGBs. So it can hold these markets in these ranges for quite some time. And of course, that's still going on in the United States. And the Fed's Operation Twist is, as currently scheduled, carries on right to year end. Now, precious metals. I do think this is interesting. After those 4 very strong weeks to the upside, it's hardly surprising that we're getting a pause. Silver and gold have held up best by far. Platinum and palladium have seen the bigger reactions. And again, I'm fighting off the temptation to come into this market. A pullback to platinum brings it back to a little bit of technical support. Ditto the pullback to in palladium that we saw, which took it down just below 660 at one point here today. But we are correcting. We're seeing a correction in the overbought readings for the stochastic indicators in the precious metals sector. But as I mentioned yesterday, after 4 very strong weeks to the upside, we can't expect to consolidate all that in just 4 days so far. So I think we're in a pattern now where we see a loss of upside momentum, where we see bigger reactions than we saw on the way up, and within ranges. And I think that's what we're going to get is range trading in here. And I wouldn't be surprised if that went on for a few weeks before gold and silver lead the next run to the upside. On a medium-term basis, I remain extremely bullish, and all that QE is certainly bullish for precious metals. Elsewhere, China and the mining shares. I do feel that mining shares we know are very oversold. They've way underperformed. They don't do well being a cyclical sector during a slowdown in global economic activity. And all eyes are really focused on China in terms of that, in terms of their recovery potential. I think we've seen a lot of short covering over the last month in mining shares. And no doubt some new demand as well. But with China's stock market laboring, we may see these mines lose a bit of upside momentum and just range further. I do really feel that investors, global investors, will want to see some stock market evidence that China is recovering, rather than just a few forecasts, which are offset by a number of forecasts that remain bearish for China. I think China's cheap, as I've said on many occasions, but I'll feel that one of its impressive catch-up moves is underway when I next see some evidence of higher reaction lows, and we don't have that yet. We're still probing for a floor, which I suspect is near current levels, but until we see it sustain a rally, one won't know for sure. And grains and beans, well, these soybeans coming down on somewhat wetter weather in the US and also in South America. That's good news in terms of food costs overall. They're still mighty expensive, these contracts, but the good news is that they're not becoming more expensive. They're actually giving up some ground. And on that note, all the best to all of you.